Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God today, the baptism of our Lord, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, On Jordan's Bank, the Baptist Cry. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the baptism of our Lord, is taken from St. Luke chapter 2, verses 40 through 52 as follows. John appeared baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to him, and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and wore a leather belt around his waist and ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. This is the Gospel of the Lord. We now sing the hymn of the day, Baptized into your name, most holy. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to celebrate and remember our own baptism, just as we celebrate and remember Jesus' baptism, in which he was anointed by the Holy Spirit to become the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, St. Mark chapter 1, with special attention to the following verses. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open, and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, if I were to ask you this morning, do we remember to celebrate the date of our baptism? What would you say right now? Yes, do you and I remember to celebrate the date of our baptism? As we remember to celebrate our birthday, our high school graduation, our wedding day, our wedding anniversary, as well as many other important events in our life. I'm sure that most of us, if not all of us, don't remember the date of our baptism. Interesting, isn't it? And yet it's true. And why? Because most of us were baptized either as an infant or as a child. And so we don't remember when we were baptized. As a matter of fact, I will be the first one to admit and confess that I don't remember the date of my baptism. And perhaps you don't remember yours either. But our parents and godparents do. They were there when it happened. And yet Jesus knew and remembered what happened at his baptism, not as an infant or as a child, but as an adult, because it was a memorable day in his life. As a matter of fact, there was no baptism when Jesus was born. Jesus was not baptized as an infant or as a child, but rather as a Jew. Jesus was circumcised when he was 8 days old, following the custom of the Jewish law that the firstborn male child be required to be presented to the Lord in the temple for circumcision on the 8th day. There was also no baptism before John the Baptist came, and certainly no baptism before Jesus appeared. Baptism by water only began to be administered when all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to John and were being baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. It began when John was baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And then later, after Jesus instituted baptism at the Great Commission, before he ascended into heaven, that baptism began to be practiced by the early Christians and later by the Christian church, when Jesus said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." As a matter of fact, most of the people who came to John thought and believed that he might possibly be the Christ, the promised Messiah. We read in the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 3, verse 15. The people were all wondering in their hearts if John might possibly be the Christ. In the Gospel of St. John, we also read that the priests and the Levites from Jerusalem asked him, "Who are you?" John replied, "I am not the Christ." "Then who are you? Are you Elijah?" John said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Finally, they said, "Who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet, "I am the voice of one calling in the desert, make straight the way of the Lord." But some of the Pharisees questioned him. Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet? And John responded, saying, I baptize with water, but among you stands one you do not know. And John made it very clear to them, after me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. All of this happened at Bethany, on the other side of Jerusalem, where John was baptizing. As Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, also asking John to be baptized by him. But John hesitates. We read in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3, verse 14, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? And how does Jesus respond to him? Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. And so John finally agreed and consented as Jesus was baptized by him in the Jordan. However, unlike those who were being baptized by John with water for repentance, Jesus' baptism by water was different, special, and unique. Jesus wasn't baptized for the forgiveness of his sins because he was perfect and born without sin as the Son of God and the Son of Man. Jesus' baptism was the anointing of the Holy Spirit with the beginning of his 3-year public ministry. We read in our text, when Jesus came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens opening and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased. Yes, for Jesus, his baptism was an important day in his life, and one that Jesus would never forget but remember, because it was indeed the beginning of his 3-year public ministry as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. After having lived with his parents, Joseph and Mary, in Nazareth, the district of Galilee, until the age of 30, Jesus was now ready to leave the comfort of his home and finally become the Messiah. As a matter of fact, this is the only reference we have in the Bible in which the three persons of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, appeared at the same time. The voice from heaven as the Father, the physical presence of Jesus as the Son, and the appearance of a dove as the Holy Spirit. And that's precisely what happened at Jesus' baptism, as everyone saw and witnessed the baptism of Jesus, with the Holy Spirit descending upon him in the form of a dove, and the powerful voice of God the Father coming down from heaven. Jesus was not only loved by his parents, Joseph and Mary, but especially by his Father in heaven. You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased. Jesus was ready now to become the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. We read in the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 4, verse 18, that Jesus made it very clear to everyone, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good news. In the book of Acts, chapter 19, verse 38, St. Luke writes, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. St. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, that Jesus has now become our substitute. God made Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. And unlike Jesus' baptism, ours is different. As St. Paul writes in the epistle lesson for today, Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4 as follows, Do you not know that all of us have been baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. In other words, because of our original sin, which we have inherited from our parents, we were born sinful into this world, and therefore we must have baptism to cleanse us, not only from our original sin, but also to deliver us from the power of death and the devil, so that we can receive the gift of eternal life through our faith in Jesus as our Savior. As a matter of fact, in the short explanation of Dr. Martin Luther's Small Catechism, the question is asked, what great and precious things are given in baptism? First of all, the forgiveness of sins. Second, deliverance from death and the devil. And last but not least, the gift of eternal life. So through the sacrament of holy baptism, we were born again by water and the Spirit and became a child of God and an heir of eternal life. The words of St. Paul in his letter to Titus, chapter 3, verses 5 through 7. He saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saves us through the washing of rebirth and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs having the hope of eternal life. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit as we celebrate not only the baptism of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in which Jesus was anointed by the Holy Spirit to become the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, but also our own baptism through the washing of regeneration through the Holy Spirit. May our prayer today be the words of the hymn of the day, baptized into your name, most holy, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, buried with Christ and dead to sin, I have your Spirit now within. In Jesus' name, and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, as we remember today to celebrate not only our own baptism, but as we also remember to celebrate again Jesus' baptism, in which he was anointed by the Holy Spirit to become the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, Come Holy Spirit, Dove Divine. Amen.
Teach our hearts.
Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this Sunday, the baptism of our Lord, as we celebrate not only our own baptism, but especially the baptism of Jesus, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, To Jordan's River Came Our Lord. Amen.